Okay, we're picking up three lines from the top of Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, the words of Hanami Tanina. Our learning is sponsored again, Lidushmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov, as well as Moshe Kalman Ben Yoshua. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. So the Gemara is discussing the question that was posed by Ilfa. Ilfa was wondering on the Tes Vav Amud Beis. We had Ilfa who had the question about Yadayim Tahoros L'Chatzayin or Ein Tahoros L'Chatzayin. Can hands be purified for Netilas Yadayim in half measures? That was what we discussed. The Gemara was trying to go back and forth about trying to figure out what exactly was this question, because it seemed either way we sliced the question, it seemed to be Beferish Mishnayos that discussed it. So the previous answer just said, Lo tzricha de'ika tefeach letfeach. The question of Ilfa was not the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is talking about the halacha where it was so moist that it was tofeach latfiach, and that was going to be the different case. However, when it's less than that, that was maybe Ilfa's question. So the Gemara says Hanani Tanina, but the case of tofeach latfiach is a chibur. Sorry, that we were saying that tofeach latfiach was the question of Ilfa, and that was not clear. So which the Gemara says it is clear. There is clear. There is a Mishnah that discusses this also. Tefeach latfiach, as we mentioned, the nafkaminas for meraglayim. It has nafkaminas if it's wet enough that it can make something else wet as well. That the Gemara is assuming that they are going to be considered washed at one time because it's still very wet. So Ilfa could not have wondered this, because we see Tofeach Latfiach is a chibur with regards to mikvah, that it connects two liquids in terms of a mikvah, either for Tumah or Tahara, or Tumah Tahara of mikvah, or for Tumah, it would be a problem if they were connected. They would all be one chibur to make everything Tameh. So the Gemara says, no, maybe Dilman Lenukvos. But maybe this brisa that you're telling us that we see that tefeach latfiach is chibur, that's only with regards to the condition that's required for a mikvah. Where what's the whole point of a mikvah? Is you're taking two separate pools of water and two separate bodies of water, and you're connecting them through a chibur, and that the chibur, that little amount that you're connecting them, has to be that middle point that it's connecting to them. Like if you have a little pipe in between them, it has to have enough water that's tefeach latfiach, and that works. However, Maybe our din is going to be different. Rabbi Yehuda, and that braisa is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara again initially understood that the braisa was teaching us that since we see that tefeach latfiach is clearly both, it's visible and it's enough to be able to wet something else, it's clearly connecting two things of water, and therefore we're able to learn our braisa that if it's tefeach latfiach, also from one hand to the other, we're considering as one maisa of netilas yadayim, which would connect the two washings and make it one. Now the Gemara is rejecting that. The Gemara is saying that that's not the case, that the idea of connecting two separate things is based on a different halacha, which we're going to learn about. I guess maybe I'll just present it now. The concept called good achis. We had this a lot in Masechas Sukkah. We had this a lot with Masechas Erevin. Good achis is we are extending and causing it to go down. That's what we do for a wall. A lot of times with halachas mechitza, we have good achis mechitza. That was a lashon we have in many times in Masechas Sukkah. We're considering an object as going downward. So here, in the case of a mikvah, we're going to be able to apply the halachas of good achis and regards the water that is going to be able to go down and connect. And therefore, it is going to be a special halacha in a mikvah, which might not necessarily apply to our halacha of netilas yadayim. And what halacha is where we see good achis playing out? That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah Mikvahs tells us the following halacha. Mikvah sheyesh bar bayim sa mechuvanas. If you have exactly 40 sa, so we know 39.999999 sa is not kosher. Daresa is not a kosher mikvah. So if you have exactly 40 sa, v'yardishnayim v'tavlu. So now two people are going into the mikvah, and they're going at the same time. So, that's a shayla. V'yardishnayim v'tavlu. Some have the gears of shneim b'vas achas. It's really in the parentheses, so we really don't have it. So we'll leave that out. V'yardishnayim v'tavlu. B'zeachar, this halacha is if one goes, leaves the mikvah, and the other person goes in. So clearly he's going to be taking some of the water on his body. The second person, rishon is tahor v'sheni tamei. The first one goes in, he was in a full 40 sa mikvah. However, the second person is tamei because he did not go into a kosher mikvah. Did not go into 40 sa body of water. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, if the feet of the first one are still touching the water, when the second person decided to go in, so then the second one is also going to become tar, because we could apply the lacha of good achis, that we assume that the water touching the guy's body is joining the water in the mikvah. and we assume that there is a full 40 sa in the mikvah. That's the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda. So it's so this halacha, that's the shayla. Who says that we should apply this halacha to the halachas of Netilas Yadayim? Ilfa is wondering that do we assume that only one hand and then the other hand was washed? So if it was subsequently washed, maybe we would assume that is a considered a different point, and that in the shayla of Tafeach Latfiach. That was Ilfa's question, and that is that enough to connect the two washings? Is a different halacha completely from the halacha of mikvah, and therefore we can't learn from the halacha of a mikvah to Ilfa's very question. And that is what the Gemara is essentially answering, that really, that is a good correct question, and we don't have an answer. That was a valid question. Now the Gemara continues about different things that combine. Amar b'yirmiyah, harei amru, barosh of rub mayim she'uvin, v'tar shenafel arosh of rubo shlosh lugin mayim she'uvin, tame. So that there's a gzero, there's the famous Yudches gzeros in the beginning of Masechet Shabbos on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, where Beis Shammai outnumbered Beis Hillel. Shechet L'Avdil used to say, Shechet said that the L'Avdil used to compare it to like imagining like Congress when they see that a lot of like Democrats aren't there, so Republicans try to quickly pass a bill that they could get something in. L'Avdil around, whatever, like the Democrats are passing a bill and Republicans are there. So here we had Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai outnumbered Beis Hillel. So, okay, let's pass all these rules, all these gzeros. That became known as the Yudches gzeros, where Beis Shammai Nimnu V'Rabu, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and they passed these following. They passed these gzeros. Now, the Gemara relates, it's not just so simple. Beis Hillel came back and actually agreed to the halacha. So that's why these are the Yudches gzeros that apply. So two of these Yudches gzeros are the following halachas, that if somebody goes into, a bath in his house on the same day where he goes to a mikvah, or tahor shenafla roshav arubo shlosha mayim she'uvin, someone who goes and takes a shower from mayim she'uvin is going to be tamei midrabanan. The reason for that is the following. The people used to, think about the mikvahs. Nowadays, we have all these filtering systems and all these crazy things. And even then, our mikvahs are not, at least men's mikvahs, are not, the cleanest of things. So imagine then when they didn't have any of this. So, the water sometimes mamish really, really not clean. So what would people do is that people would go into the mikvah and they would feel a little bit gross. And then they would go into a shower right after. So what happens is Amma Aretz is going to see this and they're going to say, wait a second. Ah, we see that really just going in the shower is what's matar them. That clearly, that smelly thing can't be what makes them tar. People are going to get confused, and they're going to think that that is also going to be the thing that is matam in them, and they're just going to take the shower and not go to the mikvah. Obviously, that would lead to major issues. So therefore, the similar thing by the shower also, the making the drawn water from the shower and washing yourself with that also is part of this gzera, that they said that if you do that on the same day where you go to the mikvah, you are going to be tame. So that is the halacha. That's the halacha over here. Agav, this has implications, bizman hazeh, at least for Ashkenazim, is with regards to a woman going to a mikvah. If you have a tefillas mitzvah, men, we're not really makbid about this. That even for Erev Shabbos, and even la'nias daiti Erev Kippur, maybe we should be makbid, because there are actually some rishonim, the famous sheet of the smag and other balei tosos that hold, you make a bracha on going to the mikvah. We don't paskin like that, but ad kedei kach, meaning we're much more machmir about going to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur, that it should be more of a kosher mikvah. And Soloveitchik, I think, was very machmir about this, that it should be a kosher mikvah, because to be choshesh for these rishonim that hold its mamash shechiyuv. They say they make a bracha, like a woman does, to go into a mikvah. We don't paskin like that, but because they hold that kiyom hazeh yichapra aleichem matar eschem mikol chateisem matar eschem, to go to the mikvah, get ready by going to the mikvah before Yom Kippur. Now either way, there's some, so that is the one time where we're trying to be more machmir, it's with the chazitas and things like that, we should be very machmir on Erev Yom Kippur to be choshesh for those shittas. We don't make a racha, but we were choshesh for that. But either way, maybe then I haven't seen. The Chorei Zmanenu to pick up on that chutzpah and say you shouldn't shower after going to the mikveh there. But I would leave that as a tzara chir. I'm going to look into that a little more, but as is Hashem, and see if anyone does bring down a chumrah like that on Yom Kippur. But either way, for women, though, let's go back to the case I wanted to discuss. There is a chumrah, I believe, from Rav Yom has in my head, but one of the Rishonim, the big Rishonim that the Ramah quotes, this halacha, is that we are machmir on a tefillah mitzvah, where a woman goes to the mikvah on the night where she is going to, right, to the night that she's finished her counting of the 7 nikiyim, and she goes to the mikvah. So that is we're machmir, it's like a tefillah mitzvah, and therefore, we don't want the same chashash should apply, that people shouldn't go take a shower afterwards. So that's why the women are machmir, at least Ashkenazi women, I don't think Shulchan Aruch holds this, but the Ashkenazi women are machmir to not shower, they're not allowed to go right away and take a shower after they go to the mikveh there. That's a shiloh. When does it extend to? They get home, are they immediately allowed to take a shower away? First, may have to be with their husband. That's a whole, not going into exact details how, what point, but there, the chumrah does exist based on this takana. This is exactly where it comes from. Is that where, if you ever wonder why that's a halacha, that's where it comes from. So now the Gemara says, so that was just a point that this does apply halacha l'maisa. Bar Rimi asked the question, chetzia bevia v'chetzia menefila mai. What's the halacha if after going to a mikvah, a person washed half of his body in drawn water, so he didn't do the whole body, and then the other half, though, he went to a shower and washed the other half of his body. So do those two things combine to make the person tameh? Mai. Does he become tameh based on the gzera of the Rabbanan or not? So the Gemara answers, take out here also, we don't have an answer. This is something which is left unresolved. Now the Gemara continues, Amar Papa, Arei Amru Bal Keri Cholesh, she doesn't love Tisha Kameh Mayim, Tahor. So this was another halacha, the halacha of a balkeri, someone who has zera come out of his body. Ezra's masakin, that a balkeri has to go to mikvah before learning Torah. A balkeri, why? Because as the lashon of the Gemara in Brachos is shelo yu talmid chavim matzin nishosan kitarnagolas, that they shouldn't be with their wives too much in the middle of the day. So then they're not going to, if they don't have a mikvah, so if it's a tircha to go to the mikvah, then they're not going to necessarily be with their wives as much. However, when it led to bitul pruvu, they were not having relations when they should have been, and also bitul Torah, some people were just ignoring. They're saying, okay, fine, takana says I can't learn, and I'm not going to learn today. So then they were oker the takana. That was later. So when there was the time of Ezra, though, a balkari who was chole, was too weak to go, was allowed to have a minimum of tisha kabim poured on him. So the water was poured from a kli, and it's effective to be mitahar the person. So that is the halacha of a balkari. So the balkari is going to be tahar. He's going to be tahar from takanas Ezra. So that's the halacha over here. So the Ritva has a question, though. We just said before that there's a takana of shlosha lugim mayim she'uvin that pours on a person and makes him tameh. So then a balkari, shouldn't he be tameh mitzad that takana of Darabanan? So the Ritva answers, yes, in a chanami, that pouring the tisha kabim, it wouldn't mitire the person. It just removes the iser that Ezra's masake not to learn Torah. That's what the Ritva explains. That's exactly what we're saying, that you're not tahor, obviously. But it just removes that iser of learning Torah. So there's also a shayla. He also said you're not allowed to daven. So some Rishonim held, the Gemara clearly is very clear that was uprooted for the halachas of Talmud Torah. Some Rishonim held, though, that it was never uprooted for davening. And therefore, if they're for Balkari, he's not allowed to daven without going to the mikvah. So now we don't paskin like those Rishonim, but we definitely do paskin. It's very clear that even the Rishonim, the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah, that it's like a Midas Chasidus, and it's definitely Matar persons for davening. It's definitely a highly recommended thing to be machmir for Takanas Ezra by going to the mikvah, to be machmir for Takanas Ezra. The Ramah writes it before Rosh Hashanah, at least once a year, at the very least, once a year, you should be going to the mikvah to be matar yourself for Takanas Ezra. That's the whole reason the Ramah does it, is a chumrah, to get ready for the Yom HaDin, that at least then we should be machmir. But really, that's the whole... I think the Chavetz Chaim, a famous Masorah, that the Chavetz Chaim said that any sefer that was Makubal on Klal Yisrael, that the person was Makbid on Takanas Ezra, that he would never daven or learn without first going to the mikvah. So again, the Xer definitely al pi pshuta was Nizbatel. However, it definitely is recommended, if it's possible, that a person should try. It definitely helps a person kavana. The Baal Shem Tov, that's why Chassidim got so Makbid. The Masorah from the Baal Shem Tov is to be extremely Makbid about this. And that's why, like Mamash, by like not learning anything, not getting, like Mamash, like reinforcing Ki'ilu, the Takanas Ezra, and that's why Chassidim, like, if you ever go to any Chassidish neighborhood, they'll obviously have women's mikvah first, but after that, almost the first thing they'll have, even before a shul, not actually, but also, they're very, very makbid about having a men's mikvah. If we go Chabad, wherever they can, even the Chabads over there, they also make a men's mikvah because of this Mesorah from the Baal Shem Tov. But it's not just the Baal Shem Tov, I'm pointing out, and many Litvish Gedolim also are very into people going to the mikvah, and it's something that's more, I think, more common in Eretz Yisrael, but I think it should be highly recommended for anybody who is able to try to be makbid on Takanas Ezra. But I would mention, I'll just mention one thing. I know Rav Willig has other cheshbonos in terms of like unfortunate things, whatever, that he thinks that you should just keep the old time minhag of Ashkenazim to just do it before Rosh Hashanah Kippur. So everyone has to consult the Rav. I'm not telling you what to do, but just pointing out that the sources about going, there are a lot. So anyway, over here, so the shayla is, what happens if a person did, by Rav Papa, chetzio betvila, if a person does half of the, by going, putting his body in a valid mikvah, v'chetzio benesina, and the other half, he does it by pouring the other half of the other water. My, what's the halacha there? Chachamim say that at the end of the day, it works or not works. This also is a teiko, because here you did half the in a big bathtub, and the other half you poured. So that, does that work or that doesn't work? That's the shayla, whether that should work. So if the way it works is that for Takanas Ezra, for 40 saw, it just needs to be, even if it's drawn water. That's why even a swimming pool, by the way, for Takanas Ezra would work. The only problem is actually the way the filtering system works, if it's on proper, some say then it's really like, it's moving, and then it's this actually gets into this question, because it's like you're pouring it, and that wouldn't work. It needs to be standing still. Okay, whatever it is, I think most people assume that a swimming pool is valid for Takanas Ezra. So if definitely a person has a swimming pool, then that definitely took Kedai, if you could be machmir on Takanas Ezra. Teiko. So that's why also we're less machmir about the nature of how kosher men's mikvahs need to be. That's why if you get there, you see people like tovaling in a pool, that's what it's really for Takanas Ezra. Really, it's probably not kosher, but level d'oraisa might be, potentially, depending on how mayim shumiv it is, but probably not. It's probably not even kosher on level d'oraisa, but definitely for Takanas Ezra, it is mo'il, which is why you will see people also doing tefillah before davening in a swimming pool. That's where it comes from. It's not a crazy thing. They're actually doing it through Takanas Ezra. Okay, let's go right to now. So that's the Gemara. Echad Amar Omer befunded Echta Vechad befunded Echta. So now the Gemara says Amar of Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Yochanan Loshan Ela She'ena Get Yotze Mitachas Yidei Shnehem. That this halacha, when the get is not produced by both witnesses, meaning when both witnesses were not appointed as shlichim to bring the get to the wife who's in Eretz Yisrael. So if it was only one of the two was appointed as the shliach, then he should be the one who says find an echta and find an echta. If he failed to do so, then the get is possible, as Rashi points out. If the get was produced in the Beis Din by both of the witnesses, and they were both appointed the shlichim of this baal, turning on to Tezai and Beis now, so then kasher, then the get is going to be valid. As we just explained, that the fact that they're divided their testimony, we don't really care. Because even though they are both shlichim, they're divided. We don't really care, because the whole takana rabbanan is that there should be one person saying befanei nechtav, befanei nechtav. So people might confuse it with the regular kiyum shtaros be'alma. So having the one who's saying about both the writing and the signing. So this is different than the regular cases of regular kiyum shtaros. So they're dividing the chiluk over here and writing the signing between themselves. The shaliach did not listen to the Takanas Rabbanan. So the Gemara says Alma Kasavar. So lechor we see from Yochanan Shnaim Shev Yigem Vinasayam Ain Tzrich Hashem Rafanin Vanechon Vechtam. If so, according to Yochanan, lechor is understanding the whole reason that we have the confirmation of the get is a husband is going to come to later challenge the authenticity like Rava and assume that they're not going to be matzoi to be able to confirm the get. If however if he has a friend, so then the shaliach has to testify to both the Befanin Echtam and Befanin Echtam, even though these two people are available to confirm the get at a later date. So this case is different though, because since it's not clear that the person is able to confirm the signatures, if we were going to remove the requirement, people would come to assume that it is going to be removed in a normal case of a shliach bringing a get. However, in a case where two people are bringing it by the husband to confirm the get, so that case is uncommon, and therefore the chamer were not gozer, and it's going to be okay. That's what we're assuming, b'shitas Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, so Amar Le Abaye says Elamata. So then, based on what you're saying to me now, same for the Ketani, that part which the Mishnah says Shtayim Omer Fani Nechta Ve'achar Omer Fani Nechta Impossible. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Rabbi Yehuda says that's kosher. Taima Dina Get Yotzei Mitachas Yidei Shneihem. The whole reasoning is because the get is not produced by both witnesses. Ha Get Yotzei Mitachas Yidei Shneihem Machshir Rabbanan. But if the get was produced by both witnesses, in such a circumstance, they saw the signing of one or both of the witnesses to the star, to the get. So, or even if only two of the witnesses saw the writing, they were the shaliach. So then, according to you, so then what should come out is machshir rabbanan. The rabbanan, who's is by the Tanakhama, they would say that the get is really kosher. That's based on Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, right? That's based on Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. That case should be kosher. So the Gemara says that that's not true, though. That Amar Le'in, so there are Shmuel so saying why not? That should be true. So Abaye says, Navachi ain't get yotze mitachas yidei shneihem. So but when the get is not produced by both of them, meaning when only one of the guys who is the aide is a shaliach, but my pligi, so then what is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama according to you then? since there it's only one shaliach, and he didn't testify about both the writing and the signing, so then how could Rabbi Yehuda say that that is kosher? How could you have that? That's what Abaye is bothered by. So the Gemara says, no, this is the machlokas. Mar Sava, Rabbi Yehuda is going to, the Rabbanan rather, are going to hold that even though the shaliach testified about the signing, Gazrina, that there, Dilma Asi Lachluve Kiyom Shtar Stalma, we're going to come to make a mistake with the Gregor Kiyom Shtar, and people might get confused, Be'ed Echad, and confirm it based on one witness, which would be a psul, Mida Araisa. However, Umar Savar, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that we are not concerned in such a case. Lo gazrinan, we were not after, because people understand that you need two witnesses to people who are going to know the confirmation of a get is specific. You definitely needed two witnesses on a get, like everything else. They just realize the confirmation of a get is different, and confirming this kiyum shtar is different halacha. Therefore, lo gazrinan. So Gemara says lishna achrina. So a different version of the shakla v'tari over here was Amre Lamar of Yudabar. Rabbi Bar Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yochanan Simim Rabbi Yochanan Afilo Get Yotze Mitachas Edei Shneim. So in the case of the Mishnah, where one person is bringing an edus about the writing, another person about the signing, even if the get is produced in court by both of the edim, so they were the ones who were appointed as shlichim to bring the get, still it's possible. So this is this version. So now the Gemara is going to explain how to explain Rabbi Yochanan according to this. Alma Kasavar, Rabbi Yochanan must hold Shneim Shivu Get Midas Ayam, that if two shlichim bring a get from Eretz Yisrael, from Chutz La'aretz, they have to say that the get was written in our presence and was signed in our presence. So the Mishnah's case, the get is possible, since only one of the shalichim said it, and the other one said about the writing, and one said about the signing. That is not takanas chachamim. So that's what's going on over here. So the Gemara says, Amar le'abaye. So now Abaye asks the question on this shita, elamata. So the sefer the Ketani, where you have two edim who are bringing the get. So then, when the Sefer Dektani Shnayim Omrim Befanei Nechtav, if two people say the get was written in our presence, Ve'echad Omrim Befanei Nechtav, and one says that it's Befanei Nechtav, Pasul, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda says it's Kasher. So, Afilu Get Yotze Metachad Shnayim Pasul Rabbanan, even if it was produced by both witnesses, the Rabbanan are going to say that it's not kosher, because no one person testified to both the writing and the signing. Even if the witnesses on the signing, the witnesses of the writing were shlichim, still you don't have one doing both the full takanas chachamim. To which Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said to Abaye, "Yeah, I'm really in. What's the problem by saying that?" So now Abaye says it's kasha like this. But by kamiflagi, so then what is, if again these three witnesses, there's a possibility that the people would come to confuse a kiyum shtar. So what exactly is the machlokas of Yehuda and the chachamim? So Rabbi Yehuda understood in the first version the get was kasher in the case of the three witnesses, because he was not concerned that people are going to confuse this with the kiyum shtar. So why don't we just say this over here? That's a bikasha. Tosos deal with that. But either way, that's what the Gemara still asks the kasha. The Gemara says Mar Savar. So Rabbi Yehuda is going to understand that Lefisha Mekim, the whole reason that there's the Takanas Chazal is in Mekim Lishma, like Rabbi held in the very beginning of the Masechta. That is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara is going to say, Mar Savar now, sorry, that was the Chachamim. Rather, Mar Savar, Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that the Lefisha in Mitzvah Lekaima. He's going to hold like Rava of in Mitzvah Lekaima. To which the Gemara immediately says, Lema de Rabba v'Rava Tanaihi. So then, if that's the case, then Rabba and Rava should be a Machlokas Tanam, as we mentioned. That's always a Kasha. That's always a Kasha, because why are we presenting, in the very beginning of the Masechta, we have this whole Grande Machlokas between Rabba and Rava, whether it's Mitzvah Lekaima or if it's done Lishma. That's the whole reason of the Takana Befan and Echtam, Befan and Echtam. Why do we have to bring this as Machlokas Rabba v'Rava to Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakam and the Mishnah? So present it as a much earlier Machlokas. So the Gemara says, lo, you're right. Therefore, that's not the machlokas. Rava metaris kelishna kama. Rava is going to explain the machlokas tanaim, that the first version, he's going to explain it like lishna kama. And there we explain that the machlokas of Yehuda and the Rabbanan is that everybody agrees that it's about having the witnesses. The only shayel is that going to become to get confused with other kiyum shtaras be'alma or not? It's a prat within that. And Rabba Amar Lachadukuli Alma Be'inan Lishma. Rabba is going to say, everybody agrees with me that Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan are going to hold that you need Lishma, and that's the reason that we made the Takana of Befananachtam. And what are they dealing with over here? La'achar shalamdu, that after they learned, and therefore there is no reason for the takana. And that's the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, and why do we have to keep the gzera even nowadays for the fact that we're afraid that it's going to go back to the situation where people don't know the halacha and come to write gittin shel lishma. Mar kasavar gazrinan, the Rabbanan are going to hold that we do make such a decree, and therefore even Mizman Azeh, they have to continue saying Befanenechta, and if you don't, the get's not going to be valid. Umar Shavalo goes in and Rez, Rabbi Yehuda says, in that case over there, for sure, they're bringing the get, it's a milsad al shchicha, and therefore, in such a situation, they do not need to say Befanenechta, Befanenechta. So the Gemara says, Velefluk, Nabi Rabbi Yehuda, Beresha. So based on this, then, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda argue with Rabbanan in the previous Mishnah as well? In that case, the Tanakhama told us that if you have two people bringing a get, and one says that about the writing while the other one says that it's the signing, the get is puzzle. So since Rabbi Yehuda didn't disagree over there, Lechora were understanding that he agreed with that halacha, but why should he? He should disagree with that halacha also. So the Gemara says, "Hi, Tamar Allah, Amar Ula, Chaluk Rabbi Yehuda Afrishon." No, but why did you assume that he doesn't disagree? And Chanami, he does disagree with that psak as well. Meitzi Rav Yoshe leUla, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bezu v'lo b'acheres. So that's not true. That Rabbi Yoshe asked Ula based on the fact that we have a brisa that says that Rabbi Yehuda says that the halacha of the get is valid only in this case, but not in another case. What's this other case? The other case, lechora, is the Mishnah of the Reisha. My love, lemeute, echad amar fanenechta v'echad menechta. Rabbi Yehuda would in fact say that that case is the Reisha of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda would in fact agree with the Chachamim and say that it's puzzle. So it says, no, it's lemeute a different case. The Reisha is coming to exclude a different case where one aid says, v'fanenechta m'aval lo v'fanenechta, that the get was signed in my presence, but it was not written in my presence. And it was necessary for the Reisha to teach us that Rabbi Yehuda would hold, and even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that that case is puzzle. Because I would have thought, oh, yel v'lo gaz Rabbi Yehuda gzera. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make the gzera when you have this case of two and then one. So then, he wasn't afraid of that. I would have thought maybe if they were not afraid that people are going to get confused with confusing this with a regular confirmation, so and get confused, you could do it with one witness. I would think over here, Rabbi Yehuda maybe also would not decree that this get is going to be invalid. Because it was not the possibility they're going to again forget about the halacha. That's so far-fetched. Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't be gozer b'di'evet. Kamashman, Rabbi Yehuda does tell us that this get is puzzle in the case of one shliach that brings it, because people are going to confuse this with kiyum shtaros be'alma. That's how we're understanding Rabbi Yehuda now. Itmar nami, so the Gemara now is bringing a raya that this is machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, based on another statement by an Amora, Amar Rav Yehuda. Now it's Rav Yehuda, the Amora Rav Yehuda, who said, Shnaim Shavio Get Medina Sayam. In the case where you have two shlichim that brought a get to Eretz Yisrael from abroad, Banan Machlokas Rav Yehuda Rabbanan. The lacha is that we have the machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan. When one person is testifying about the writing and the other one is testifying about the signing, the Rabbanan say that it's possible. Rav Yehuda says that it's kosher. So according to the first version, the get in that case is kosher, even according to Rabbanan. But this is saying that this is the machlokas, this is according to the second version, that works as a nice raya. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Baruchana Chalash. Rabbi Baruchana, once he was getting very sick, Olegabe Rav Yehuda v'Rabbi Lishulei Bei. Rav Yehuda and Rabbi went on to see how he's doing. They were the Mavakar Cholim. So what, they're visiting him and they started asking him shaylas. What makes a Talmud Chacham feel better? Just speaking and learning also. Shneim shivu get me to the sayam. So if two people bring a get from Chutz Laretz to Israel, Tzrichen Shiom Refanen Echta Refanen Echtam. Oh, ain't tzrichen. Do they need to say that or do they not need to say it? Is it kosher without them saying it? So Amar Lahem, Rabbi Baruchana responded to them, ain't tzrichen. They don't need to. They don't need to say that. Ma ilu yomre faninu girsha, because if they just say the woman is divorced in our presence, milo mehemne, will we not be believed? Pashat they would be. So that it's already a full-fledged edus having two. You don't need to say befaninechta, befaninechtam. Adache asahu. So while this was going on, that same conversation, there was a certain turning on to Yazayin and Malaf. Now, Chavra, there was a certain Persian guy, shakla le shragab mikamayu. He took away the lamp, he ran in and took away the lamp because it was a Persian holiday in which they said only lighting for their avodah zarah was allowed. So if any Jew was lighting something, they would be allowed to extinguish the flame. Amar Rachman and Amar Chana got so upset, he said, Akash Baruch Hu, O Betulach, either, O Betolach, rather not Betulach, rather Betolach, in your presence. Hashem, we want to be Betolach, as like your presence, Akash Baruch Hu. We want to be under your presence, Akash Baruch Hu, not under these Goyim. O Betolach shall Eve Esar. But if not, at least put us in Esar's children who are at least more respectful to us. He was very upset that the Persians were so bad. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Levi Madurim and Malibur Porsai, that they're actually, is that really true? Be'ez Hashem in tomorrow's stuff.